how to settle in Portugal. In recent years, the Portuguese regions have become increasingly popular and the number of expatriates is growing. They attract more and more tourists from all over the world, which gives this country a good international mobility. Today, Portugal is a very popular host country because of its cultural richness, its varied landscapes, and its gentle way of life. Unlike some countries in the European Union, the Portuguese administration is very advantageous to expatriates. How to settle down in this new attractive country? We will discuss all the steps to take to live in Portugal in the following lines. Moving to Portugal, what you need to know before you leave. Even though Portugal is a great place to live, it is still necessary to know some basic Portuguese before leaving your home country. Such a recommendation should not be taken lightly since the Portuguese population does not master English or French. This is why the majority of French expatriates in Portugal have settled in Lisbon. Although the average price of a property is lower, the popularity of Lisbon is increasing the pressure on land. If you want to live in Portugal, you have to plan for the rent as it represents the main expense. Regarding other expenses, you should know that the standard of living is particularly 20% less expensive than in some countries such as France. For example, retired people and young French expatriates can work in Lisbon and live comfortably. If you would like more information on the cost of living in Portugal, please contact the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in your country of expatriation or the Portuguese consulate in your country of origin. These different institutions are able to find the right plan so that you have a property that meets your requirements. The Portuguese consulate and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of your country of expatriation can give you tips on how to settle down and start a business. Here are some other tasks to be done by future expatriates wishing to live in Portugal. Go to the town hall and ask for a certificate of civil status. Open a bank account in Portugal to better manage your finances. If you are retired or self-employed, then you can apply in writing for non-habitual residence, etc. It is also important to note that the status of non-habitual resident is specifically reserved for expatriates who carry out a professional activity. They must pay taxes regularly in Portugal for a period of 5 years. People working in the public sector cannot benefit from this status. The same applies to expatriates with a so-called value-added activity. Moving to Portugal, how to get there? Any French expatriate wishing to live abroad must complete a few administrative steps. In order to settle for 3 months in the Portuguese regions, you must request a European registration certificate from your local prefecture or civil status department. To do this, you will need an identity document and a declaration of your professional activity. In this way, the Portuguese tax authorities will be able to better calculate your income tax based on the taxable basis for expatriates. In order to circulate freely in the Portuguese regions, French expatriates must exchange their driving license for a new one issued by the Portuguese state. At the same time, it is not necessary to have a visa or a work permit before settling in a main residence in Portugal, as it is a European Union country. To reside and work abroad, you must have a life insurance policy. Although a work permit is not required, health care is mandatory. This is why the Portuguese administration requires a life insurance policy for European expatriates. This is especially true for long-term residents. Whether you are a young expatriate citizen or a French retiree, health care coverage is mandatory. Young expatriates working in Portugal are automatically covered by Portuguese Social Security. Retirees can transfer their French Social Security entitlement to the Portuguese administration, along with their non-habitual resident status. To do so, they just need to obtain the Social Security number and present it before their departure, the S1 form obtained from the French Health Insurance Office. Moving to Portugal, what are the advantages of such an expatriation? Located 2 hours by air from Paris, the Portuguese region is one of the best destinations for expatriation in the European Union. This is possible because the cost of living in Portugal is lower than in some European countries. In Portuguese cities, the average price of a property is particularly low. This is why Portugal is considered an advantageous destination for foreign retirees, especially French expatriates. In recent years, the Portuguese regions have attracted several startups and entrepreneurs from all over the world. This dynamism in the economic sector is one of the reasons why many French expatriates wish to live in Portugal. Also, this new attractive country now has some advantageous aspects for French expatriate students. The latter can now reside in Portugal on a residence basis while benefiting from social protection. If Portugal is considered today as a new attractive country, it is mainly due to its fiscal advantages. Indeed, the income tax of each non-habitual resident is assessed at 20%. Expatriate retirees can also benefit from a total exemption from taxation for a period of 10 years, provided that they live in Portugal for a minimum of 183 days per year. Also, moving to Portugal is an advantageous option to avoid double taxation while enjoying a lower standard of living. As a French expatriate, do not hesitate to live in Portugal and to carry out your professional activity there.